You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Merry Christmas, and thank you for joining me for Inside Out. This podcast should land just before Christmas, and so I certainly want to take the opportunity to kind of break from what we have been sharing about, and just specifically because of the importance of this holy day, this holy week, greet you and share a few things about Christmas. And, perhaps the greatest gift that we can have at Christmas is peace. And that peace is so often associated with, because of the angel and the shepherds, so often associated with Christmas, the idea of peace on earth. And I just want to share a few moments with you today about that idea of peace. Peace on earth. I'm so grateful for peace. We're not right when we don't have it. And you can't find it here. It doesn't grow here indigenous. It's not a naturally occurring thing here on planet Earth. And so that's the entrance, the disruption of the angels coming in, and then the birth of Jesus, our Savior. He brought peace and he made peace, so that you and I could have peace. And so let's just share about that just for a moment. Now, let me go back, and this is very important. I say this a lot during the Christmas season at our church, but we've got to have this in our mindset regarding the whole Christmas season and beyond. So first of all, what is Christmas? Christmas is the celebration of the entrance of our Savior into the world. It's the celebration of the entrance of our Savior into the world. And the second part of this statement is so important, and it's this: Christmas makes no sense without Easter. And so part of the reason that our culture increasingly so commercializes Christmas, adds more and more silly things to Christmas and stories and icons and everything else, as a part of the celebration, I think it's because they don't know what the celebration is fully about. So we do well today to just remind ourselves all of this, it's the celebration, absolutely. And I encourage you to celebrate and celebrate big, but know what you're celebrating. We're celebrating the entrance of our Savior into the world. And so He's a Savior. A Savior is born. And I'll read this to you out of Luke chapter 2 in a moment here. Our Savior is born. So Christmas makes no sense without Easter, because our Savior came and completed the redemptive work. And Easter certainly is the mark of all of that. Now, in Luke chapter 2, verse 8, it says, "Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. This will be available to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you: you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.'" And that phrase there, "on earth peace," that's where we lift the phrase and, historically, traditionally, find it on banners and Christmas cards and everything else. Peace on earth, peace on earth. And I just want to remind us that that peace came because of Jesus. Peace on earth. We look around us right now in our world, and and any time in history, honestly. And, you know, we have to question, were the angels wrong, if, or have we misunderstood something? Because as we look around to see if there is peace, it doesn't look like there's peace on earth. We have pressure and broken lives and division and war and violence and injustice and tragedy, and we have all of those things going on. But the peace that the angel announced, the peace that Jesus brought, is not just that, okay, everything's going to be great and all is quiet and calm and there's no problems or no conflict or stress. We have world peace, nations are at peace, there's an equilibrium between nations and leaders, and there's an end to hostility and injustice and suffering. That's not the peace that Jesus brought for us. Rather, the peace he brought is this miraculous vertical peace that Jesus came to bring us. He made peace, Colossians 1:20 says, he made peace through the blood of his cross. So that takes us all the way back to the top again. Christmas is the celebration of the entrance of our Savior into the world. And Christmas makes no sense without Easter. Unto us is born this day a Savior. And Jesus made peace, the peace that was announced. He made that eventually through the blood of his cross. Now, what he did by his death on the cross, he removed the distance. He removed the separation between God and humanity that had been caused by our brokenness and our sin. And God so loved us, I like to put it this way, he so loved us that he hated the distance between us. And what love does, love always tries to close the distance. Love always tries to close the gap. And that's in relationships, that's in everything. Love always tries to close that distance. And that's what God did through his love, sending his son, was he wanted to close that distance. That's why Jesus came. And the distance, again, was caused by our sin and our brokenness. But Romans 5:1 tells us, therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have, here it is, peace with God, because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. So what Jesus came and did was made peace through the blood of his cross, and he brought that peace to us, taking the sin out of the way, taking the distance out of the way, closing the distance so that we have peace with God, which has everything to do with relationship. And God's peace is only given through relationship. Here's a phrase, old phrase, so meaningful and so simple here. Know God, know peace. K-N-O-W, God, K-N-O-W, peace. The other part is this, know God, know peace. N-O, God, N-O, peace. Know God, know peace. Know God, know peace. And so we have this peace. Jesus came and brought this peace. That's this Christmas. That's what Christmas is. That's what this peace on earth is. Now, in John 1:12, he said, but to all who did receive him and believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. And there's the relationship part now available to us because of what Jesus did, taking our sin out of the way, closing the distance, you and I can have a relationship with God. And that relationship with God, I pray you receive that. I pray you'll stay in that, you'll grow in that, because that's the greatest, most precious, most powerful possession you could ever, ever have in your life or eternity. And so this peace, that's what Jesus brought to bring in. That peace only flows out of relationship. So this peace, when one believes and one receives, they receive that peace. But they also receive relationship through salvation. And that peace is that my soul is just assured. You know, I'm at rest of the soundness of my salvation and relationship with God. I have nothing to fear from God now, and I can be content in life because of that relationship, his commitment to me, and because he's a good, good father. It all comes down really to this too. God's got you. Not God's going to get you, but God's got you. We were separated from God, again, by our sin and brokenness. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have that everlasting life. For God did not send his son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God's got you. You're his. You have peace with God. Let me close with this verse out of 2 Thessalonians 3:16. And now may the God of peace himself give you his peace at all times and in every situation. The Lord be with you all. That, my friends, is peace on earth. I pray that you have a wonderful Christmas. I pray that your gatherings are peaceful. I pray that you are peaceful, that on the inside of you, you would know all is well with God. You don't have to fear God. You can, yes, have that healthy fear of God, but not be afraid of God, that he's going to get you, that he's looking for you to do something wrong. Instead, he loves you so much that he sent Jesus, the Savior, born to come into the world to close that gap, so that you could have peace with God, relationship with God. Cherish that peace. And I pray that you'll be aware of that peace every day, and especially through this holiday season. God bless you. Peace to your house. And I look forward to the next time we can be together on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.